Okay. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know what this is. This is Would Esmeralda Buy That? Esmeralda Leon, our lovely traffic reporter, is sort of addicted to, as seen on TV, gadgets and items and infomercial stuff. And if she had an endless supply of money, she'd probably buy all of them. So what we do is select a bunch of these type of items, these as seen on TV, infomercial items, and we describe them to you. And then we vote on whether Esmeralda, Dan and Vic and I, vote on whether Esmeralda would indeed buy that. And if you want to see the items that we're talking about, you can go to our Facebook page. You can see them in all their glory. I will describe them, but if you want to play along at home, you should probably go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show, like us, and check it out. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, are we ready? Vic, are you ready, my friend?
Yes, sir.
And Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
And Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. The bike washing machine. This was sent to us by our listener, Chris. Created by college students. The bike washing machine is a triple threat. It gets you fit while you're doing your laundry, all while conserving energy. Here's how it works. The front wheel is actually a washing machine drum. Add water, detergent, and clothes. Get on the bike and go. As you pedal, the drum spins and the clothes tumble. Your pedaling also powers the display, indicating how long you've been riding and other information. It's eco-friendly because it means not using a conventional washer and all of that electricity you need to run it. Includes a battery that will store any energy not used in the operation of the bike, and it's great for multitaskers. It's still in research and development right now, so no price is available. So if you want to see it, it looks like an actual stationary workout bike, only the front wheel is actually a tumbler. You put water in there, and there it goes. The bike washing machine. Vic, what do you say?
Ooh, I wish I knew if she had a washing machine. I'm going to say no.
All right. Vic says no. You don't know. Okay. All right. So you don't know if she has a washing machine.
Yeah, that would probably help my decision.
Okay.
Should we let him know? We've talked about it in the past.
Yeah.
She does have a portable washing machine known as the Panda.
Yes.
Yeah, that helps me. No.
I'm glad we could help out in how quickly you changed your decision. All right, Dan.
All right. So we got a couple of factors at play here. We know Esmeralda enjoy bike ride.
Yes.
We know that one of the criteria for Esmeralda's future apartment is a washer and dryer on floor in apartment.
Yes.
Because she wants it close by.
Yes.
And we know Esmeralda cares about the environment.
Yes.
And is eco-friendly herself. Despite those three things, I will vote no.
Okay, so you're going counter.
I think she loves the Panda a little too much,
yeah,
and the possibility of a wheel washer and dryer later. Maybe down the line she would buy this, but not
okay.
Right now.
All right. I, too, am going to say no, and my reasoning is I think the reason why Esmeralda likes to ride a bike is because you can go somewhere, okay, and you can see things while you're on your bike. I don't think Esmeralda likes stationary bikes. My guess would be she doesn't like stationary bikes. She's already got the Panda. And so I'm saying no. But we're going to find out after the break, okay, Esmeralda? Because we have to break for...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we want a little suspense. So, okay, Vic, Dan, and myself all voted no on the bike washing machine. And we'll find out whether Esmeralda would buy that after the break. Yeah. All right, that's song number two, Triple Play Thursday. 773 requested some Dave Mason, and that's Only You Know and I Know. All right, we are back, and it's Would Esmeralda Buy That? And we had our first item up for bids, and it was the bike washing machine. We described, and again, if you want to see any and all of these items that we're going to be talking about, that's why you got to go to our Facebook page and like us, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Vic said no, Dan said no, I said no. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
All right. See, we all now give us your reasoning.
How do you even pull the stuff out, the clothes, and put the water in it?
I think it's like I would imagine.
It seems messy.
It seems messy to me too. But where does the water go afterwards? Like
when
you take the clothes out, the clothes are going to be sopping wet.
Right. Like, do you have to lift? Because
I mean, it's not like a spin cycle.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that too. There's no dryer bit.
Right.
So unless you have somewhere to hang it.
Right.
But
and am I right about the bike riding?
Yeah.
See?
No, I need to go somewhere.
That's what I knew. I just absolutely knew that.
I do like spinning.
Oh, okay.
But you can't do that on a stationary, but like it has to be like a special bike.
Right.
But yeah, I don't like just sitting there and biking.
By the way, did you guys know that our former leader, Jimmy DeCastro, teaches spin classes?
I can't even imagine.
Shocked, but not surprised.
Well, he's a hell of a motivator. I can tell you that. He's the right guy. I found that out at the Christmas party. I was talking to Jimmy in the hallway. He stopped by after, you know, I was talking to Jimmy in the hallway, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to a spin class right now. I said, wait, what are you talking about? You're going to a spin class. And Cochran and I were talking to him, and Cochran goes, yeah, he teaches spin classes. I'm like, what? All right, well, there we go. We're all tied at one, guys. Nice job. Vic, good job.
Thank you.
All right, are we ready for the next one? Here we go. The indoor flameless marshmallow roaster. This is submitted by our listener, Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. The indoor flameless marshmallow roaster. Love s'mores, but can't make them outside due to the weather? The indoor flameless marshmallow roaster is for you. Produces campfire-worthy toasted marshmallows without an open flame. The marshmallows are toasted over a stainless steel electric heater, making it safe and easy to use with children. It's surrounded by a divided tray that separately holds chocolate graham crackers and or candies for your marshmallow creations. Includes four stainless steel forks to hold the marshmallows securely over the roaster, and all pieces hand wash easily. It's $69.95. Okay, Vic, the indoor flameless marshmallow roaster, yay or nay?
She's coming off of this special diet that she's been on for about 30 days. Congratulations, by the way, Esmeralda. I think she would buy this.
Okay, you're going to say yes to the indoor flameless marshmallow roaster. Young Dan?
That's some good logic there, Vic. I think Esmeralda enjoys s'mores, but not enough where she would want an indoor s'mores roaster.
Okay.
So I will say no.
So Dan's saying no. Vic is saying yes. I am going to agree with Vic. I'm going to say yes, she would have this, and it would be she would love that at a party that she would host for her friends and Smokey. So that's what
it's funny you mention him because he's going to come into play later.
Oh, okay. All right, Esmeralda, I said yes. Vic says yes. Dan says no. What's your verdict?
Yes.
All right.
And for the exact reason that... for the exact reason you said, Nick. For parties.
For parties.
And also, I don't have a microwave, so I can't.
Yeah.
Melt things properly.
Hey, I just, you know, I know that you're not watching Top Chef, Esmeralda. You should be. But there was
okay.
Cuz it's great season, great season. It's the old, it's the pros, you know, the versus the newbies. It's the oldies returning chef versus the newbies. There was a new chef and she was on the she's since been eliminated. Italian young girl, like 22 years old, and I was rooting for her cuz she was adorable and charming and awesome. And then she made a really terrible potato salad at a barbecue.
Oh no!
And she got dumped, and she won one last chance kitchen, but they got eliminated the second time. Anyway, I really loved her. Her name is Sylvia, and during one of the challenges that they had, Esmeralda, they had to do a whole pig, so they had to stay up all night to smoke this entire pig, and so they were up all night. And they were outside, and they had, like, fires going and stuff. And so they brought out some s'mores. They brought up all the stuff to have s'mores. And the Sylvia, she's, like, 22 years old from Italy, still has one wonderful accent, too, another reason why I loved her. She said that she's like, what are s'mores? I've never had a s'more before. And, like, all the chefs were like, oh, my God, what? You've never had a s'more? She's like, no, I don't even know what they are. What is a s'more? So they give her a stick. You know, they put the marshmallow on it. She toasts the marshmallow and everything. And then they take the graham cracker and the chocolate. And then they take it off of the stick for her. And then she takes a bite of it. And I swear to God, her face lit up like she had never tasted anything that wonderful in her life. And she took the bite and went, oh, my God. God, and then continued to eat like 9 s'mores in a row.
Adorable.
It was unbelievably awesome. All right, so Dan, you're behind, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one: the spin spa, submitted by listener Tony. The spin spa. Turn every shower into a luxurious spa experience. Simply attach one of the 5 brush heads to the spin spa, add soap, turn it, and enjoy. helps promote healthier, younger-looking skin, instantly soothes tired, achy muscles, gives you clean skin and healthy glow every day, works with your favorite soap or body wash for everyday cleaning. The long handle makes reaching your back and lower legs easier. Order now and you'll get a facial mini spa set for free. So it's $29.95. Again, sent by our listener, Tony, the Spin Spa. Vic.
Yes.
You're saying yes, simply because it sounds like an item she would enjoy?
I've chosen incorrectly on these type of products before. I think she would purchase this.
Okay, you're going to say yes to the Spin Spa. Dan.
I, too, think she will say yes. I think she likes to treat herself. I think she... She purchased the pet egg. I think the pet egg was one of the very first things.
One of the very first things. That's where the whole foot cheese thing came from.
Yeah, got kicked around. And, you know, even things that she said no to, like the reflexology mat, like she would still like the idea of it, but not the execution of it. So,
okay.
Yes, I will.
You're saying yes. Yes to the Spin Spa. Well, we're going to make it unanimous because I also say yes, she would get the Spin Spa. Also because she will get the facial mini spa set for free, whatever the hell that is. All right, let's find out. We all said yes on this one, so nothing is going to change score-wise. Spin Spa, Esmeralda, yes or no?
Yes.
Of course.
I actually own a facial brush, spin brush.
Oh, you mean like they show on that Proactive commercials?
Yes.
Yeah.
So But it does have a part where you can use it for your body, but it takes up so much battery that it always just kind of dies.
Oh.
So I would like this for...
There you go.
Scrubbing my back.
There you go. Spin Spa. She says yes. All right. The score right now before we break for the news. Vic is at 3. Nick is at 3. Dan is at 2.
Opposite day.
It is opposite day. That's right. It's opposite day, everybody. You know what's happening, Dan? I'll tell you what's happening. These damn coffee talks they're having.
I literally walked in on them grinding coffee one time. I was like, what the hell? I thought that was just a euphemism.
No, they did. They brought in a French press, and they're grinding coffee now.
And we said, stop talking. Dan's here.
All right.
We talk in whispered tones.
Yeah. Vic getting all the information that he can possibly get so he can win this stupid bit that we do.
Right. That's my goal in life.
Oh, not because he wants to have a conversation with
me? No, he just wants to. He wants to, he wants to come out on top in this stupid segment that we do. That's what he wants. His goal in life is to be the king of a radio bit. All right, the news is up next. Yeah. All right, that's our third Dave Mason Triple Play Thursday, 773 area code. That's his version of All Along the Watchtower. How you doing, everybody? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5, as I am every weekday morning from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And then at 6 o'clock, the one, the only, the awesome Steve Cochran for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we are currently in the middle of an episode of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And so far, Vic and I are 3 for 3. Correct, Vic?
Yeah, that's right.
And Dan is 2 for 3. So, Dan, I don't know what's going on, man.
You know. Opposite day.
Opposite day. That's right. All right. Esmeralda now joins me in studio. All right.
This text in from the 815 area code.
Yeah.
She would buy all this crap but doesn't have a microwave?
I have a
point.
Tiny kitchen. I don't have counter space, so I have nowhere to put it.
Defensive there.
Wow. What? Because people are like, oh, you don't have a microwave? I have a stove and pots and pans.
Right. Well,
anything you can do in a microwave, you can do in a stove or an oven.
And better.
Right?
A lot of people who do a lot of cooking don't have microwaves.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. But if you're like... You know, if you're in a hurry or something, you can throw something in a microwave, and that a lot of people do that as well. So, but you don't have to have a microwave in order to cook.
Yeah, listener.
You also don't have to get so pissed off, Esmeralda.
And I have a tiny kitchen.
And you have a tiny kitchen.
I have no room.
Okay. Okay, are we ready for the next one, guys? The Air, A-I-R-E. Is that the company?
Yeah.
Okay, so the company is capital A-I-R-E. The Air Digestive Tracker and Fart Predictor.
Look at Vic.
Vic is just losing it.
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to
how you going to answer this one.
How I'm going to do the 5 a.m. news without laughing.
I think there's enough distance between the 5 a.m. news and the fart predictor that you'll be okay. The digestive tracker and fart predictor. Bothered by bloating? Passing gas constantly? Going somewhere fancy and you want to make sure that you don't break wind? The Air Digestive Tracker and Fart Predictor is here to help. Air is a breath test device. Together with its app, it can help you find the foods that are and are not compatible with your digestive system. Why it works. When food isn't digested fully, a lot of it will turn into gas in the gut. Many people cannot efficiently handle this gas, so it builds up. That gas goes from your gut into your bloodstreams, into your lungs and your breath, which Air then measures. Here's how it works. Step one, Air complies data and sees how your gut responds to very common foods. Step two, the app suggests foods to eat and add or avoid for your unique digestive system. And step three, the app tracks your food intake, gas levels, stress, and sleep to start bringing your symptoms under control. It's currently available for pre-order. It's $99 for the Air Digestive Tracker and Fart Predictor. All right. All right, Vic, where do you stand on this one, buddy?
This is easy because I know from our coffee breaks that she doesn't really worry about that kind of stuff at all. So,
what does that mean? She fart? Does she fart all over the newsroom?
Well, let's not go into it any. I think it's. I would say no. She would not buy this.
Yes, because she farts all over the newsroom. Evidently,
we've gotten really comfortable around each other.
Yeah, hey,
all those candles, Veronica.
Man, oh man, that's why you light Veronica's candles all over the newsroom.
We actually did have a burping contest the other day, didn't
we? A contest.
I thought.
You guys doing? What?
You were just burping naturally like
that. Yeah.
God.
Wow.
Yes, I don't know. Hey, save that for the Air. That's gold, man. That'll get us in the museum quickly. All right. So Vic says no.
No.
Because she can predict her own farts. And here's Dan has his hand over his face like he's so embarrassed.
I'm not. I'm just. I'm confounded. I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah.
I am all sorts of founded over the last minute and a half.
All right.
I will vote no, because Esmeralda's got it taken care of, apparently. Right.
Okay. I, too, am going to vote no. So this really isn't going to change the score or anything. But we do need to get down to some brass tacks here on this one. Okay, the digestive tracker and fart predictor. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I would. I want to see if it actually works.
Wow.
I'm curious if it works.
You're curious to see if it works.
Yeah, and because I like that it says that it'll tell you what to eat and what to avoid. It's just, I find that interesting.
All right. Wow. Somebody could have made a move right there. Dan, you could have tied this whole thing up.
It's not because I need it.
Yeah, you're just interested to see.
I just want to see what.
Wouldn't you have fooled it this past month, though? Because you changed your diet so much?
No, because, you know, perfectly healthy foods can give you gas.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, it wouldn't be as, like, predictable as, like, what you normally eat.
Oh, like, don't eat those beets.
Yeah, wouldn't it go,
the
thing would go, what are you doing? This is a lot different than what you breathed into last time.
It just starts talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with you.
All right. All right. God. All right. 3 for Vic, 3 for me, and 2 for Dan. And we all got fooled on that one. And I think we also had a little too much information about bodily functions in the newsroom.
I do nothing of the sort. Perfect once in there.
All right. Let's see. Next time you go in there, Dan, they're going to not be grinding They're not going to be grinding beans anymore.
Who
they're
knows
be...
if they'll still have a coffee talk? I sense tension.
Yeah. All right. Next item up for bids is the quick shoelace. The quick shoelace, one-handed shoelaces. The one-handed lacing system brings convenience to adults and alternative to Velcro straps. Here's how it works. Two provided metal studs are inserted to the top eyelets of the shoe. One quick shoelace. Each quick shoelace has a corresponding metal ring at the end. After lacing the shoe, pull the lace and simply clip the ring to the end of the lace to the stud. Quick shoelaces are standard length, and their metal parts are nickel-coated to prevent corrosion. Colors range from traditional black to exotic hues like mist, Iceman. What? Iceman and hot summer. Pre-order now on Kickstarter. It's $15 for the one-handed quick shoelace. All right, Vic.
You know, there was a similar product not too long ago. She said no, but that was because
of what it looked like.
Right. I think this one looks pretty good, so I'll say yes. It's a time saver.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Vic is going to say yes.
That's exactly why I included it, because I want to see if we were indeed right, Vic, because we both voted yes, and then we were told aesthetically it was not pleasing. This looks aesthetically pleasing. I will vote yes.
Okay, and I'm making a move here, and I'm going to say no. I don't necessarily know if it's such a big deal to tie your shoes with one. I don't know if Esmeralda is really keen on, oh, my God, I only need to use one hand to tie my shoes? Now, if it were no hands, that would be a different story. So I'm going to say no. So I'm going out. I'm making a move here. Vic says yes. Dan says yes. I say no. Esmeralda?
No.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're still kind of ugly. And yeah, no, I have two hands, perfectly good hands.
Now, if
I could lace up my shoes.
No, I know. You're not that lazy. Like, you don't want to tie your shoes.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But again, though, if it were like something that looked cool where you didn't have to tie your shoes, that's a loafer.
Oh, like that is a slipper.
That's a slipper. That's right. All right, I made a big move there, guys. Big move. I got four. Vic has three. Dan has two. Okay, we got a few more to go here, Esmeralda.
Oh, and those color names are dumb.
I know. Iceman? Hot summer?
Yeah, no.
What does Iceman mean? What is that? What color is? What color could Iceman be?
Blue?
because you were out in the cold and your skin turned blue?
Yeah, I'm thinking Batman and Robin.
Okay.
You know, like, what's his face? Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
What?
Ice to meet you! Ha ha ha! Schwarzenegger played him.
You're right.
Ice to meet you.
Okay.
Idiot. All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we got more Wood Esmeralda to buy that. Again, if you want to play along, you can see all of these fantastic items, including the fart predictor.
What's the score?
It's 4 for me, 3 for Vic, 2 for Dan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got a break here for weather and traffic. We'll come back for more. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're playing another round of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And this is when we describe items that Esmeralda would maybe buy, because they fall under the umbrella of, like, as seen on TV gadgets or infomercial gadgets, and she has a weakness for that stuff. So we describe the item, and you can see these items in their glory in full-color pictures if you want to play along. But you got to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow if you want to see these items. And then Vic and Dan and I guess as to whether Esmeralda would indeed buy said item. The score, Vic 3, Nick 4, Dan 2. In a surprising opposite day.
It's quite an upset.
Yes. All right. Are we ready for the next item? Everybody ready? Vic, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Slash and serve meat claws. Harness your inner Wolverine with these meat claws. Use the claws to shred up your meat in a matter of minutes. Designed for handling larger pieces of meat like roasts, turkey, chicken, or ham, each claw is about 5 inches long, made of stainless steel, not dishwasher safe. Handle with care. You do not have regenerative heating. So now to describe this, you hold them and it looks like Wolverine, and then you can just like shred turkey or pork or whatever. $19.99 for slash and serve meat claws. Okay, Vic.
This is something that I can see her getting a lot of joy out of. I think this would make her happy and empower her. Plus, just for self-defense, yes.
You're saying yes. Whose phone is ringing?
It's on the other side of the newsroom.
Oh, okay.
I'm going over there right now.
All right. No, it's okay. I thought somebody had their phone on. So Vic says yes to the slash and serve meat claws. Okay. Dan, what do you say?
Esmeralda likes things that make her life easier, especially in the kitchen. But she hates geek things, so I am torn, because this would be
a very
geeky thing.
See, get it? Yeah. Hold on a minute.
But I will say the ease and convenience outweighs the geekiness. I will vote yes.
All right. I'm kind of – this is the toughest one so far today. Toughest one so far, because I know that Esmeralda is kind of a traditionalist in the kitchen. And I think she, I'm making another move here. You guys both said yes. I'm saying no. And I'm saying no because I think Esmeralda thinks that you can get what this does. You can get accomplished with what she already has. So, and I don't think she cares how cool it looks that you might look like a Wolverine when you're doing it. So I'm going to make another move. This could like change the game, but I'm going to make another move. I'm saying no. Vic says yes. Dan says yes. Esmeralda.
Yes.
No!
Only because then I can go, and then claw at meat.
Looks like we made the move.
Wow. Vic is now tied.
Does he get the red? You go,
okay, I just thought you were.
See?
I thought. Sometimes, you know, the kitchen stuff really sometimes just boggles my mind sometimes because I don't know where you're going to go with it. Because I know that you can shred pork with what you have in your house.
Right, but it's not fun.
Okay.
Because these things, because then you can, I think more of just a bear than a Wolverine.
Okay. All right. Well, I made the move. Hey, you know, sometimes you got to make that move, you know?
Can't hit a home run if you don't swing.
That's right. You know what Guido the Killer Pimp says? Every once in a while, you got to, no, I can't say that.
Oh, my God. Wow.
All right. Here we go. The Cardboard Cat Playhouses. By the way, you need to see this. If you've not gone to our Facebook page to take a look at these items, you need to see this one. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Like us and take a look at Cardboard Cat Playhouses. Have your feline experience a variety of adventures without ever leaving home. There are 5 cardboard playhouses that your cat can sit, lay, or play in. The plane, the fire engine, the tank, the cabin, and the Cat-a-lac. Easy to assemble, does not require tape or glue, and easily folds away if space is needed. $35 for the cardboard cat playhouses. Vic?
I think she does have a cat. I would say yes.
Okay. Vic doesn't listen to this show very often.
I know.
He's actually doing work. He's answering phone calls.
He's answering phones. He's in the newsroom farting. He doesn't know what's going on. all right. Dan?
I think she would want to buy this, but the amount of time and energy it would take to get Smokey in this contraption would eventually deter her. I will say no.
Dan is saying no. Vic, you're saying, what'd you say, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I am agreeing with Vic, and I think, I'm sorry, but I think this is a no-brainer. this is an absolute no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Yes, without question, yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
Of course.
But only the fire engine, the cabin, and the Cadillac. Because then I can put a little, like, fire hat on her. And a little...
See, here's the thing. You and Vic might have your little coffee fart sessions. But you and I have a connection about cats that you know, we're idiots and we send each other random cat pictures and videos all the time. So that's why I got that. Dan, I believe you're out.
That is correct.
Okay, here's,
wow,
the,
no way I can win.
Here's the last one. All right, here it is. The Lazy Spa 4-person inflatable hot tub. It's the indoor-outdoor inflatable spa where you can set up and break down in minutes. No tools required. Simply use your air pump to inflate the tub. Fits four adults. Features 120 bubble jets. Gets its heat from jet power from an included side tank. You control the temperature with a digital panel at the top of the tank made of three-ply reinforced material, and it will not break. Tub also comes with water filtration systems and a chemical floater for sanitation. It's $350. The Lazy Spa four-person inflatable hot tub, Vic.
I think no, based on maybe, you know, how much space it takes up in your place, plus the tearing it down. I know it says it's easy, but it looks kind of, you know, that's a lot of water to drain. No.
Okay, Vic's saying no. Dan?
Not a chance in hell.
All right, you're saying no? Okay, this is the move. I'm making the move. I'm saying yes.
Sound like it's...
I'm saying yes. Vic says no. Dan says no. This could be the game. Well, it will be the game. It's either Vic or me at this point. Okay. I say yes. Dan says no. Vic says no. Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're excited about a tie, Nick. We tied.
I would sell my couch.
Wait, no, Vic, you said
room.
No.
Right, but I was in the lead, I think, by
no,
one
we
point.
Were tied at five because I made that move.
Oh, boy.
I thought there was a lead change.
Oh, I got the scores
ruling,
right
Dan.
In front of me.
Dan?
Vic, you got the Cat Playhouse wrong.
Yeah.
No, he said yes.
I said yes on the Cat Playhouse.
Yeah.
This is rigged.
No. That's when we said... That's when no. I said, well, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah, Vic said yes on the... No, wait a minute. Did you say yes on the cat?
Yes, yeah. I did.
He said he doesn't know if I have a cat.
But I said yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then we're tied. Okay, yeah. Then we tied.
Man, I saved the day there. Yeah. I almost got
I thought you said
L.
No. I thought you said no. I'm sorry about that. I'm just cheating.
You have to be your own advocate around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, it ends in a tie.
Oh, goodness.
Let's find out what's going to happen here on the opening bell, which is coming up next on here's Steve Grzanich. Go ahead, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. You've kind of feel depressed lately or maybe a little envious or mean on social media lately. We're going to give you some tips about how you might be able to change that and be an involver instead of an observer on social media. It might really affect your mood at the end of the day. It's all coming up next here on the opening bell.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. All right.
Instead of being on Facebook, I'll get into my lazy hot tub.
Yeah.
Instead.
Absolutely. Put Smokey in there and see what happens.
Oh, God.
Put her in the plane and fly it into
there you go.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Fly James Friday and more. We got a break. News is up.